The air conditioner is broken. Yeshiva sent a message that they're trying to fix it. They sent the piece. Today is something called Yom HaTzmaut, so they have to wait till tomorrow to fix it. So Be'ez Hashem today will be zeich to learn Torah mitoich Yigia Ramola. A little bit hot, but Be'ez Hashem, to go with Siyah to the Shmaya. As we saw in Tesis, that this is Machlekes Rashi in Tesis, a Shinui Yimshan in Rashi in Tesis. Rashi learns that the Dikas Kadesh Lo Yavar B'Bal Yiroa B'Bal Yimotzit, that's the Dika, the Mishnah. And Tesis is Chodim, Tesis learns that Dika, the Mishnah, is Mishum Shema Yavad Achlai. As yesterday we saw, that the Rishonim learning Rashi is going on the Dika Daraisa, and Tesis is going on the Dika Derabanan. And we saw that there are Rishonim that learn in Rashi that even the Dika Derabanan is Mishum Bal Yiro Bal Yimot, Mishum Bal Zerua, the Bim Elunil. As is there a Nafkamina Ledina if the Dika is Mishum Bal Yiro or if the Dika is Mishum Shema Yavala. Amaisa, we have a machlekes. Is there a nafkamina medina? As in the Rabbeinu David, on the Vav Amud Beis, the Rabbeinu David says a very interesting nafkamina. The Rabbeinu David says, Lafi the Mefarshim that learned the Dikam of the Rais is Mishon Baal Yirah, the Dikam of the Rabbanan is Mishon Baal Yirah. Baal Yirah is only when the Chometz is Kizayis. When the chometz is less than kezayis, as then there's no bal yirah. As a fize, you're only mechuyev to be baidik, but the pieces of chometz that are a kezayis. Mashenken lefi toises, that the issur is mishum shabba yava la'achloi, as the Gemara later on is mavur, even though midaraisa, the malchus of achilas chometz is only by a kezayis. Of there's a gzeres akosev that chatzi shir aser min hatayra. As kiven she came, the chiyabdika will be even by pachis mikazayas. Because on the iser achila, there's an iser achila even on pachis mikazayas. Aye, so if there's a din of chatzi shir, say it by bal yura. Zotir benu David, the iser of chatzi shir is a gzeres akosev, it was only said by iser achila. And not by other Yisurim like Bal Yirah. As the Filer Rabbeinu David, he comes out with an interesting nafkamina ledina for what size pieces of chametz you have to be baidik for. The Fi Rashi Shita, you're baidik only for a kezayis. Anything less than a kezayis, you don't have to be baidik for. You don't have beer bdika. And the Fi Tosfos, it's even going to be less than a kezayis. An interesting shaila is even though the Rabbeinu David says less than a kezayis, but ma'od yitochen there's a shear of miyuta, meaning not a kosher. That we have to see the sugyas later on. That's one of the famous shailas. You have to be poidik yisvarim. You have to be poidik for pirurim. As Hashem, that we'll see in the hemshir. But here she a machloikis of kezayis. That's one machloikis. Rabbeinu David says a shear. Tosis on Yoram Beis says in Nova Nafkamina. What happens if you weren't baidik your chametz on Pesach? You weren't able to be baidik your chametz in Pesach. Do you have to be baidik your chametz after Pesach? Zok Tosis on Yoram Beis. Lefishi dis Rashi that dikas chametz is mishum bal yirah. Bal yirah is only on Pesach. As it can be machayiv you to be baidik before Pesach. But it can't chayiv you to be voidik after Pesach. As a fi Rashi, there's no chiyuv dika la'acher Pesach. Of the fi Tosis that it's mishum shema yavai la'achloi, there's the iser of chomet she'ovar lov ala Pesach to eat it even after a Pesach. As in can, you would have a chayiv dika to be voidik for the chomet she'ovar lov ala Pesach. And Tosis says it's mamish lushita. So in the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah says there's a choyves bir la'acher amoyed. Rashi learns the Mishnah means la'acher chatzois. He says Rashi the Shitase that learns Bal Yirah learns that way. Of lefi Tosis la'acher amoyed is kipshuta. It means la'acher Pesach is a choyves bir. as Tosis says in Afgamina between him and Rashi, what's the din if there's a din dika la'achar ha-pesach? But there's a big ha'or on Tosis. If Shmuel Rizovsky asks on Tosis, Rashi was talking about Bal Yirah Daraisa. He said the bdika is Daraisa Mishum Bal Yirah. Tosis was going in Shema Yavalachlai. Tosis is going, if you did Bittel, it's Mishum Shema Yavalachlai. In Rashi, we never saw what the Chayvet Bdika, the Rabbanan, is. As Efshar Rashi is made to Tosis, that there's a Chayvet Bdika Midrabbanan, Mishum Shema Yavalachlai. What's the Hechach of Tosis that Rashi doesn't hold of Shema Yavalachlai? I mean, Tosis over here argued in Rashi just in what's pshat in the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah talking about? But Rashi never, Rashi you don't see. As L'choyrin Tosis on Yud Amid Beis, you see Oidapam in Arishin that he understood in Rashi, even in Rashi means even the Bdika Derabonon is Mishum Bal Yirah. As a Melo Tosis says, in Afkamino Ladino La'achel Pesach. As yesterday we will medayek the Lashon of Tosis, Amai Hitzrihu Chachomim, a diak in the Lashon, that Tosis is learning Rashi and the Rabbanon. Today we have in Tosis on Yud Amid Beis, a hechrech from the Toichen of Tosis, that Tosis is learning even the Bdika der Rabbanon according to Rashi is Mishum Bal Yirah. So Meila Achra Pesach, you don't do it. As that's the beginning of Tosis. Tosis says that according to Shitas Tosis, there's a din derabanan to be mafar chometz midrabanan mishum shema yava la'achloi. As why weren't they masakin it by shar isurei hana? Why by shar isurei hana weren't we masakin it? As the Marsha is medayik that Tosis only airs from shar isurei hana. He doesn't ask from Isser Achilo. And Frek the Marsha and the Hemshech Tosis is from Nazar, and Nazar is the Isser Achilo. It's not an Isser Hana. As the Marsha is, there's a stira in Tosis. Is he only asking from Isurei Hana, or is he asking from Isurei Achilo? As what would be the Svara? Why would Tony Tosis only ask the question from Isurei Hana? Hare Tosis says the Gzeira Shema Yava La'achloi is a Chayach by Yisuri Achila also. As Masha has a nice diak in Tosis, that Tosis is Magish Yisuri Hana, but what could be the Hezga? What's the Havana? Why were we only Gzeira by Yisuri Hana? As you could understand, the Masha means because it's more Chomer, as if she were only Gzeira by Yisuri Hamura. But the Tziv wants to say Gevaldik Gechab. You know why Tosis held were only Goyza by Yisurei Hana and not by Yisurei Achila? Because by Yisurei Achila, there's no reason to be Goyza Midrabanan that you have to be Mavarit. There's another Eitzah. You could sell it to a Goy. Because it's only Aser B'Achila, it's not Aser B'Hana. As you'd be able to sell it to a Goy. As why would Chazal be misakin that you have to be mavarit, you have to destroy it, a hefsid mamin, Chazal, if anything, would make a different takana to sell it. That way you're not destroying it. That'll answer the shaila of the Marsha from Nazir, because by Nazir, it's mavur in the Gemara, Nazir, there's an iser on a Nazir to sell yayin to someone. As a bezei by nazir, you don't have that eitzel. As a mela by nazir, you could ask even on the iser achila. The only way of taking care of it is destroying it because you can't sell it. As by the iser achila of nazir, then it was possible to make it. The only gzeira could have been beer. That's what he says. A nice chab. Okay. As thus is the masha we ended with yesterday. As Tosis says. What's the difference? And Tosis says two mahalachot. One mahalach because it's like dili minei, and another mahalach because we see the Torah was machmer, and it said bal yirah. As a mele midrabanan, we're machmer also. Abizok Tosis, Tosis asks on it a very strong question. By chometz nuksha, which is a chometz she'ena gomer, the Gemara later on says yisarif. As if it says Yisarif, you see that there's a chiyah beer, midrabanan. high over there, why is there chiyah b'yamidah rabbanon? You're not over on Baal Yirah. And v'taisis, you have to say that Chazal asert even when there's no Baal Yirah. As Taisis doesn't explain why, the Chidushei Haran says there's a loy plum. That's what Taisis means. That even though the reason why we made a gzeira, that you have to be mavarit, is mishum bal yirah, of a mishum loy plug, they answered even when there is no bal yirah. That's how the Chidushei Haran is mazbe Taisis. As Lefizet comes out, that if you would ask, let's say on the Taisis on Yud Amid Beis, Taisis on Yud Amid Beis says there's a chiyav dika la'achar amayid midrabanan. Why is there a chiyav dika? According to the second teretz of Taisis, there's no Baal Yirah. And Taisis says, well, only goyze midrabanan when the rice of this Baal Yirah. You would say the same thing? Loy plug. Once the second teretz says, you say loy plug, does it say loy plug over there also? Okay. But thus is the Taisis. Now we want to learn the Ran inside. The Ran has two parts to the Ran. In the first chelik of the Ran, we want to hold off on. We want to see different halakim of the Ran. The Ran says, "Nesh reisi bin yonib diko bito dvarim hamuravim reisi lefarshim yofe yofe." And we saw in the Divrei Rishonim confusing things about bito and about beer. He wants to be masver what his shita is in the Indian. As Aresha Amra Torah, what do we have in the first in the Torah? B'yayman Rishon Tashbisu. There's a Chiv Tashbisu, B'yayman Rishon. Zog the Ran, what is the Pirish of Tashbisu? As the Ike Chiddush of the Ran over here, which not every Rishon holds of, is Tashbisu has a double meaning. It means Betel, and it means beer. And you could be Makayim Tashbisu and Echad Mishtei Drachim. That's the big Chiddush of the Ran on Beis Al Rambam. This is a very sadistic Ran. That Tashbisu means Bittel of Beer. And now he's got to prove it means two things. It's one word. Mechatese Tashbisu means two things. As he starts off, he says, "Aresha Amet Torah b'yom Arishin Tashbisu v'amid b'gemar the rice of bittel ba'al masagilon v'nafkalon b'desiv Tashbisu b'loyksiv t'devaru etisroifu." As the first mahalach of the Ran is the mahalach of Rashi on Dalet Amet Beis. How do you know Tashbisu means bittel and not beer? Because normally, when the Torah wants to write beer, the Torah writes a different word. It writes Tivaru Oitisreifu. Why over here did we write Tashpisu and not Tivaru? That's a diuk that you could be Makayim it with Bittel. That's Rashi's pshat. Inami, then he brings Taisa's pshat. Because Nafkalon b'desiv lo yiro l'cha. Kedibre Rabbi saying Ratzavatim. L'cha means it has to be yours. And if you mevatel it, it's not yours anymore. That's what the Ran says. Rav Nochum asked a shayla on the Ran, and this is a big yisoy. Okay, so it says lo yiralecha, and lo yiralecha means it's yours. When you mavatel it, it's not yours. As that's a reason why you're not over on Baal Yirah. But where do you see your makayim tashbisu? And the Ran is mefurish, your makayim tashbisu. He says either like Rashi or like Taisis. Number one, he starts off the shtickel, it's a kiyum of tashbisu. And in the hemshech, he repeats it again, your makayim tashbisu, oya yidei bittel. And it's mashma according to all his pshatim. As Rav Nochum brought a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now the Rabbi Kiva Egen Shuvis, which is brought down in the Likutei Rabbi Kiva Egen over here, Taka points out, there's a shinui between the pshat of Rashi and the pshat of Taisis. According to Rashi, that bittel is nilmad, midichsiv tashbisu v'loy tevaru, as it's a gzeris hakosiv in the words of tashbisu, as you makayim mitzis tashbisu, if you do bittel. That Taisis holds, it's learned that from Lo Yiralecha. There's a tzna, you're only over on holding chametz. If the chametz is yours, As all bittel does is it makes you not over on lo yirad. It's not a kim of tashbisu. As Rabbi Kivega Takis says that according to Taisis, it's not a kim of tashbisu. It's just like a timsa that you shouldn't be over lo yirad. The Torah only asks it holding your chametz. If it's yours, if it's not yours, you're not over. Abba Frex of the Shiloh, the Ran is Mefurish, he brings down Taisis and he says it's a kiyum of Tashbisu. Why? Where does the Ran see that it's a kiyum of Tashbisu? A Zucker of Nochom, in this Ran, you see a big Chiddush. This is the what we referred to before, the Yisoid of Reb Nochom, the big Yisoid and Sofim, that you see in the Ran, Lo Yira Lecha and Tashbisu are interchangeable, they go together. They're like tumasi, they're like twins. Whatever is in lo yira is in tashbisu. They go together. And what's the vort? Why do they go together? Because we saw the hezver of Rav Asher, that lo yira lecha, you can't learn kemshuta, it means not to have chametz. There shouldn't be chametz in your possession. We don't find in the Torah that the Torah asks us having things. The Derech Klal, the Torah asks meisim. It asks us not to do things. It talks about meisim. It doesn't talk about not having. Passive. As must be, the gedder of lo yira lecha is it's mechayev you to get rid of the chametz and not leave it. And that was the big yisoid of Rav Nochom. Shmuel Rizovsky Ponovich, he said similar to Rav Nochom, but he changed it a little bit, and it's very gishmak the way he says it. He says, the Pirish Amilim, meaning if you were writing an art scroll type, art scroll chumash, yeah, as how would you translate lo yira lecha? Whether you should write one or not is another shayla. But if you were, how would you translate lo yira lecha? He says, the Olam translates it, you shouldn't have chum. Reb Shmuel says that's not the proper translation. The proper translation is you shouldn't leave chametz. Loy lihishoyer chametz. You shouldn't leave over chametz in your rishos. You shouldn't leave chametz that on when Pesach comes, there's going to be chametz in your rishos. As lo yira lecha chametz, what's the lav? The lav is leaving chametz, leaving over chametz. And the Fitzerich Shmuel made it into a certain asiyah. It's not, the Isser is not having chametz in your possession. The Isser is leaving chametz. As therefore, lo yira is mechayev, get rid of your chametz. Don't leave it. That was Reb Shmuel's Haysafa. Reb Eliashiv in the Sefer Ha'aretz also says the word of Reb Nochom. And he says it, Reb Eliashiv did. This is Hezber number 3, and it could be they're all MS. It's all good. He says, you find the Torah says Lo Yira, and it says Tashbisu. As there's a Tosis on Lamed Dalet, when the Torah writes an essay and a Loise say in the same Inyan, we say the Loise say and the essay go together. As being that the Torah wrote Lo Yira vit Tashbisu, as it's mashma that the Geder Advarim is Lo Yira is Mechayev Tashbisu. Lo yira, do tashbisu before lo y- and make sure lo yira goes together. Okay. But the ma'isa, each hezber is coming to come up with one toichen or inyan. The love of lo yira is do tashbisu before Pesach. Make sure you won't have chametz on Pesach. You can explain the Ran Gevaldi. Any drusha we're going to have in Lo Yira is going to come back and be in Tashbisu also. Because Lo Yira and Tashbisu, they go hand in hand together. The din of Lo Yira says, don't leave over the chametz, be mashbisit before Pesach. As whatever is going to be in Lo Yira is going to be in Tashbisu. They go hand in hand together. That's what they name Rabbi Sein, inside the Rosh Yeshivas of Nochum, and Reb Shmuel and Said the Gedalei HaPoskim, Reb Eliashiv on this one, the Lamdanim and the Poskim went together. The same vote. Bal Yira is Machayiv Tashbisu. Thus is the connection. And that's why it's interchangeable. That's what the Ran holds. Lemaise, the Beis Meir in Simen Tov Lamed Aleph points out that there's a shilui between Tosis and the Ran when they bring the Jerusha. The Ran brings the Jerusha from the Sifri, Lo yira lecha sar batel belivcha. Lo yira lecha is mechayiv you to be batel belivcha. That's the way the Ran brings the Jerusha. Meduyik in the Ran, Lo yira lecha is mechayiv bitl. Kach is the lashon of the Ran. Says if you look in Tosis on the Avdalet Amid Beis, Tosis says it different. Tosis says, "Midikamrina lo yira lecha," and if you're mevatalit, it's not lecha. Tosis doesn't say lo yira lecha is mechayiv bittel. Tosis says there's a tnai. The Torah wrote a tnai. You're only over on lo yira if it's lecha. It's a tnai in lo yira, but not that the lo yira is mechayiv bittel. Fi advarim me'elu, it's lo yishmak. The Ran's learning the gedder of the drasha is bal yira is mechayiv hashposa, as it's if it's mechayiv bittel, because that's a chilek of the hashposa. Masha'inking Tosis is learning that lo yira is not mechayiv bittel. It's a way of getting out of it. It's what you would call in English a loophole. There's a loophole. There's a way of getting out of the yisur. If you mafker your chametz, as then you get out of it. Oh, but not that it's lo yira is mechayiv to do bittel. As that's why the Ran says it's a kim of tashbisu, because lo yira lecha is mechayiv to do bittel. And Tosis learns it's a loophole b'alma. What's taka the hesper in this machloikis? Why do they look at the drasha differently? Why do they understand it differently? As you could say, a gishmak of beer that it's tolui what the gedder of bittel is. Tosis learns the gedder of bittel on Dalet Amud Beis is it's a regular hefker, k'moy hefker of kol ha'Torah kula. Oybaze, it's not an asi in chometz. It's a regular hefker in dinei choshen mishpat. As it's not a psochim tiketim. As what is it? It's a loophole. The only time you're over on lo yira lecha is when it's yours. If it's not yours, you're not over on lo yira lecha. But the Ran learns, even though he says it's hefker, but the Ran says it's not a regular hefker that goes with normal dinei hefker. You need gzeiras hakosev to teach you that the hefker works. We have to see the Ran barichos. We'll hold off. We'll see. But he learns it's a miyuchadik din by Pesach that this hefker helps. It's a miyuchadik din by chometz. As the Ran learns that bittel is a miyuchadik hefker that's only mischadish in the parsha of chometz, that you could be misalik chometz ba'oifin zeh, it's a chometz digadin. As Mamela, you could learn lo yira lecha is mechayiv do tashbisu, do this bittel. It's a chometz digga kind of a bittel. Asha engen in Tosis, that Tosis holds it's a hefker of kol ha'Torah kula. It's not a miyuchad digadin in chometz, as you can't learn that tashbisu means do bittel. I mean, it's a regular din. You're mafkered. It's not yours. It's not a chometz digadin b'chlam. That F shall be the mamakim of the machlokes, whether hefker is just a hatimsa, a way of getting out of lo yira, or it's a chometz digadin, it's mischadish, there's a new way to be get rid of chometz, to be mevatel chometz. Okay, we'll see a little bit more. So that's the first chelik of the Ran. The second chelik of the Ran that Rav Nochum Boyd is chiddush from is from the Yamshik of the Ran. The Ran handles what happens, he handles, okay, so bittel is daraisa. Is bdika daraisa? Zok the Ran, bdika is daraisa. I frek the Ran, bdika doesn't help. You have to do bittel also. Because what's going to be if you're baidik and you left something over? As bdika is not a foolproof method. Bittel is a foolproof method. Bittel will always get rid of Baal Yirah. Bdika won't always get rid of Baal Yira. As how could you say that Torah was machayiv you bdika because kidei not to be over Baal Yira? Bdika doesn't always take care of Baal Yira. Aber Bittel will always take care of Bal Yiras. It's better to do Bittel. So the Ran, it must be, if you're Baidik and you find a Kikar, Lashon Haran, Bishmei Kaira, as you're still not over. Why? Because Samcha Taira Ala Chazak. That's what the Ran says. As therefore, Bdika is just as effective as Bittel. Because after you do Bdika, even if there's Chametz there, you're not over. As there's no Mylon, Bittel and Bdika, and they're both equal ways of getting rid of Bal Yira. That's what the Ran says. Very interesting. The Ran says, what happens if you're Baidik and there's a piece of Chametz there? Where is this piece of Chametz? Where did you find Chametz after the Bdika? What does the Ran mean? As the Gilyan Amarsha in the back of the Gemara, he says, Kikar Bishmei Kaira sounds like we're talking about a Makam She'ei Machnisen. Because B'derech Klal, you don't put Chametz in Kikar Bishmei Kaira. However, the Lashon of the Ran is Mashma, if you were Baidik and found Chametz, is Mashma, we're talking about where you found the Chametz in the Makam that you're Baidik. When the Maram Chalavi handles this, he says clearly you found it in the Makam Hanivda. You bought it, but not all the time do we do a perfect Dika. You have to check all over, you have to check. As you can't expect, the person's not a machine. Even a machine sometimes leaves things over. But a person, it means that Kilo in the Makam Dika, you left it over. Just a technical point. Where did you find it? Oh. The reason why you're not an Oiver is because Ein Tzimchen Ala Chazakas. Frek the Or Gadol, a bomb Shiloh on the Ran. He says, what happens if you're Tzimch on Chazakas by the Dikas Toiloy? Lamashal. You buy those Gush Katif lettuce that it says it's Becheskas Bodik. You don't have to be Boydik this lettuce. You pay an extra $3 for it, and you get good lettuce that you don't have to be Boydik. You went ahead and you ate it, and Chas v'Shalom, there was a bug there. Were you over an Aveira or not? I mean, it's Becheskes Boydik. Mamish Badatz puts on the top, the best Hashkab, Badatz Eda Charedis, not Stamba. Badatz Edis Acharedis put on the bag, Dizehu Becheskes Boydik. Is mamish a chazaka that is bodik, that there's no toiloy, there's no worms. But there was. Were you over an aveira? As a vadi, you're over an aveira. You're either over an aveira for shoyge, or you're over an aveira for oinis. He says, I did an aveira. Wait a bug. What's the din of chazaka? The din of chazaka or the din of roiv is l'chatchila, you're allowed to be soymech. But it's not matir isurim. If you ate something that was that's also you ate Isser, your father did an Aveira.
Maybe the Isser's
not something about it. Wait. You're answering before I finish the question. Give me a chance. Oh. Like Baze, Frek the Orgodo, that over here by Bdikis Chametz, what's the bar? If I'm Boydik, as people do a Bdika, it's Becheskas, there's no Chametz there. As when you finish the bdika, you could be soymich, you got all the chametz in the house. And l'chatchila, you don't have to be boidik more. Aber, if l'maisa you miss something, you have chametz. If you have chametz, you're even aveira. This is bal yira, bal yamaseh. You have a piece of chametz. It's a shayyig. I'll be your aver. Be'emes, the tour in Simin Tov Lamed Dalet says that if you're Boidik and you miss the piece, you're over on Bal Yirah B'Shoygi. That's the Pashtus. You were Boidik, you did the best you can, very nice. Oh, but if you miss the piece, you're over B'Shoygi. You're over Bal Yirah, Korega V'Rega. As what's Shan in the Ran? How could the Ran say, because Soymich Al Chazakis? Soymich Al Chazakis means L'Chatchila, I could be Soymich. I didn't do well. There's nothing here, but if there isn't, you're over an aveira. Thus, Fred, the Or Gadol on the Ran. So, Rav Nochum Mikan is a grace of makar to our chiddush in the Isser of Bal Yirah. If you learn the Iser of Baal Yirah is having chametz, those words, having chametz, he has chametz in his house. As he's over on Baal Yirah. V'shaygeh, as he's over. Must be the Iser of Baal Yirah is leaving it, not being mavarit. Over here I went ahead and I did a Maisa B'dika, k'day to be mavar. As I did a Pula, k'day levarit. And there's a chazoka after I did the pula that I got everything. As that's not cool that I left it. As a mela, you're not over on Baal Yirah. It's mamish mafurish in the words, l'chol olein mitzvish hasbosa. It's mafurish that there is no chi, there is no din hasbosa, there's no Baal Yirah, there's no tashbisu on it. It's not nichla le tashbosa.
Still left there, still shagging.
Oh, the fees that we're talking about in Seir, where you did the bdika kilchosa. Meaning, if you do a yeshivish bdika like some people do in 5 minutes, you're an avari. But we're talking about someone that did a brisk bdika. He mamish was oiding the house for 2 hours. Mamish went and did the bdika kirad. But he missed something. As you did what you were mechuyev to do. What is the Torah in Baal Yirah mechayev you to do? It says, don't leave over chametz, get rid of it. I did. I went ahead, I tried to get rid of it. I did what I was mechuyev. And I came to the point of saying chana l'chazokis, where the chazok is, if I did this bdika, there's nothing there. As a mele, you're not over. Zokrev nochom, but over here, you see nochot nech. You could learn Baal Yirah is mechayev beer. But Mehecha Tesa, Baal Yirah is Mechayiv Bdika. Maybe Baal Yirah goes hand in hand with Tashbisu, and Baal Yirah is Mechayiv Beer, but it's not Mechayiv Bdika. If it's not Mechayiv Bdika, as you can't say you did a Bdika as you were Yotza Baal Yirah. Baal Yirah doesn't talk about Bdika. Over here in the Ran, you see an Itoisev Chiddush. Baal Yirah says, do beer on Chometz Yadua. And I'll come at you and you do a dubdika kede levaro. As if I was Makayim, the kumva essay of Baal Yirah, I'm not over on Baal Yirah. And that was the big chiddush of Nochum. If you want to put your finger, like, what's the punchline of the chiddush? What's the igah chiddush? If you do what Baal Yirah is Makayiv you to do, you're not over on Baal Yirah. Over here, you did it. You did what you were Makayiv to do. As you're not over. No. Because that's the that's the beer in the ranch or some chatoira a la chazakis. So Fizer, Rav Nochum, boy from the Ran, from two places in the Ran, this big chiddush of Rav Nochum. That Baal Yirah is Mechayiv Hashbosa. Aleph, the Ran boys from Baal Yirah, that you Mechayim Tashbisa Mechbitah. Beis, the Ran says that you're Sonchen a la chazakis. That when you did a bdika, and you did the bdika to the best of your ability, a real bdika, mamish did a gavaldig bdika, and somehow there was chametz there, you're not mechuyev to do more. But my in a parenthesis, the story once, how many gram mishpacha is the children high the chametz. As 1 year, my father gave me the chametz to hide, and I hid the chametz, and my father found 9. And he couldn't find the 10th. That was a young kid at the time. So my father said, that's it, you gotta go be boydik. Okay, I went, I'd be boydik. I was a very young kid, I didn't write it down. And I couldn't find it either. As the question is, what do you do? As karada, it's a mufurish halacha. If you're boydik and you don't find, you're mavatal. Everyone in such a case, like us at that point, a little kid, I didn't know better. Everyone was like, well, we're going to have chametz on Pesach, that's it. But you do bito. Rizal. That's number one. But Yosem, he said, if you have the Ran, mamish did bdika. You don't even have to do bdika. We did the bdika, you're right, trust me. I had to check the house like that. Yeah. Since then, we developed a new minig in the Mishpacha that I started. We write down where we hide the chametz. That's a good idea. That way you never have such issues. But that's an example of a mamish or a maisa digi case. You did zika. Your mamish found. Look. Yeah. Kids, as a little child, you don't realize you're not supposed to put it in Makom Shein Machnisin, and those are the best hiding places. Kids, that's why you shouldn't give it to a little child. That's the lesson of the story. Okay. Vinishvir. Okay. Avadas is Mavur Chiddush in the Ram. That when you do zika, you're not away from Baal Yira anymore. The fees that you wouldn't even need it because you did the dika, you did everything you could to get it out. The mamish comes out, easy get finished. That's what comes out of the Ram. Okay, this is the Ikon of Kuda, two of the big boys of the Nochum in the Ram. There's one more angle in the Ram, which is a totally different angle. The Ran says that, okay, so with the Raisa, you could do either Bittul or Bittul and Bia. Tain is the Ran, so why once you do Bittul, do you have to do Dika? Once you do Bittul, that's also Tashbisu. Shita's Ran is Bittul's Mamish Tashbisu. Why do you have to do Dika? Azog the Ran, Mifnei she Bittul ze toli bimachshavtam shel bnei Adam. The ain't day a same Shabbos. You can't rely on everyone. The efsher she yakilu b'kach v'lo yitziu miliban legame. Maybe they won't be mavato b'leiv shalom. The poskim explain the Ran because maybe he has an expensive liquor. Maybe he has an expensive piece of chametz, and he doesn't want to be mavato. He won't be mavato b'leiv shalom. Even though he's doing bittul, but he's not going to be mavato b'lev shalom. Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, and the Kedushe Rebbe Kiva Eger, a shayla on the Ran. In Kol HaTayra Kula, we know the din is dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. If a person says something and he thinks belev different, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. The sugyan kedushin daf mem tes. You sell something and you think in your lev a tnai, it doesn't make a difference. Because if you didn't say it, you said mechira dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Aspect of Akiva Eger, by bittul we say it b'peh. It's a Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Lamed Dalet, that even though bittul belev is sagi, but there's a takonis chazal, you always say bittul b'peh. That's what we all do. Every one of us, we do bittul after the dika, bittul the next day, we do it b'peh. As Chazal said, you should be mavato b'peh. As who cares what he's thinking, b'leiv? Harei dvarim shebelev ein dvarim. As what's the Ran saying? There's a chshash. Maybe the person won't be mavato b'leiv shalom. Who cares? Dvarim shebelev ein dvarim. That's fair. Rebbe Kiva Eger. Azot Rebbe Kiva Eger, the geshmak of heart. There's two kinds of dibur. There's one kind of a dibur where the dibur is piled up. Where the dibur is, the gemir is das. It shows you it's the das that's piled the chalos. When a person says a dibur, we say that's the ikar das of a person, and what he's thinking belayv dvarim shebelayv ein dvarim. Like Reb Baruch Ber explains, because when you're talking, it's also a bitur of das. As we say, the ikar das is what he's saying. But belayv, it doesn't make a difference. But then there are things where the dibur is not the ikar. The ikar is machshavas halayv. The dibur is just a gilui of what's going on in this lev. But the ikar, the chalois, is nasa al yidei the lev. He says by bittul, the dibur is a technical point. It's just a gilui milsa of what's going on in his lev. But the ikar chalois is nasa b'lev. As being that the ikar chalois is nasa b'lev, we don't say dvarim shebelev ein dvarim. When the dibur is the ikur, as then dvarim shebelev ein dvarim. But over here, the ikur is the machshava. And Zakar v'kiv eger, the emes my teretz is in the words of the Ram. He's medayik the Ram. Zakar v'kiv eger, the Ram starts off, mifnei shebitul ze toli b'machshavtam shel bnei adam. What does the Ram want with that? Zakar v'kiv eger, that's what the Ram's saying. Because bittul ze toli b'machshavtam shel bnei adam. The bittel is totally on the machshava, on the lev. As being the ik is the lev, if in lev he doesn't mean it, it's not. That's what Rabbi Ki Vegas says is pshat in the law.
Well, John Hemshach around that asks on how does that work if it's functionally going to work. Rabbi seems to have an issue with the fact that bittel is lev.
Oh. As you could add to this Ran, that's before, not the Hemshach. But you could add to the Ran that this Ran is Lishi Tosai, and Tosis couldn't learn like this Ran. Even though the Ran's Chash is a Gan's finer Chash, there's some guys that aren't really going to be Machaven Lebittel when they do Bittel Chametz, because they really want to keep their Chametz for after Pesach. They hide it away, they lock it in the safe, and they write Machal Agoy on the safe, but they really want it. But Tosis is not chaylik on the chashash of the Ran. Tosis holds there would be a problem of dvarim shebelev in a dvarim. That's why we're not chayshash. Why? Because it's totally how you learn bittel, like we started off before. Tosis learns bittel is a regular hefker. A regular hefker, you need a dibur, and the dibur is what makes the chalois. As according to Tosis, even if the guy is thinking belave, he doesn't mean bittel. Parm shebelave en edvarim. Rabbi Ki Vegas gerech. But the Ran, in the one before that we didn't learn yet, the Ran says bittel is not a regular hefker. He brings a bunch of riots. He says all it is a gilui das that it shouldn't be chal, dasona kosev kilui in b'shusa. As the Ran says lehedya, bittel is a gilui das. As the Ran Lishitase that learns that Bittel is a Gilui Das, as it's Tali and Das, as you don't say Dvarim Shevelev Ein Advarim. And Mamela the Ran could say the reason why Bittel doesn't help is because he's not thinking Belev Shadr. Tosis Lishitase that learns it's a regular Hefker, and it's not a Kim of Tashpisu, it's the Hefker of Kolat Ayrakula. So Mamela, according to Tosis, you couldn't say like this Ran. Therefore, Tosis doesn't bring down this Mahalich, he only brings down the Mahalich of Shema Yavoi Lo'achloi. The Gishmak Hezber, as we have two Machleks in Niran and Tosis. Tosis learns Tashbisu's the Kiyam is not Bittel. It's just a Chetims of getting out of Lo Yirah. Niran learns Baal Yirah that Tashbisu is Bittel. Beis, the Ran is Choshesh, maybe Belev, he's not Levato, Belev Shalom, and Choshesh is not Choshesh for it. Both of them are totally how you learn. Okay. Those are the Ik and the Kudas in the Ran. We want to see one more point in the Ran tomorrow, which is how bitter it is. It's a very hard Ran, very Lomdash, a hard Ran. And also, the Ez Hashem, we want to start the Gemara. The light of Gemara, we'll start the Gemara at the beginning of the Gemara, and we'll finish up the Ran.